serious concern that the Bush administration is trying to find a justification for going to war with Iran. You see, there is no reason to go to war with Afghanistan. The Afghans are willing to turn Osama bin Laden over to another country where he could be tried if he was really guilty of what happened on 9/11. They were quite willing to remove him from their country. They would have even turned him over to the United States had the United States been willing to just show us the evidence against him. But there was no way, no concession that they would make that would prevent us from invading that country. In a similar manner, before we went into Iraq, and you've never heard this mentioned, but you can document it in my newsletters, Saddam had offered to leave Iraq. The Iraqi government had offered to let the Americans come in and supervise elections. You don't understand. They wanted the carnage. They wanted the horror. They wanted the 100,000 dead Iraqis. They wanted to contaminate that country with depleted uranium so that the children would be born with birth defects. And apparently it has some impact on the minds of the children. At least we got some news recently, certainly from somebody who'd heard from Iraq, that a lot of the children are being born specifically in the southern part of Iraq, where this was used 10 years ago to deplete uranium, was that these children's minds just don't function quite right. But it should be very obvious that had we simply turned the country over to the Iraqis once we got rid of Saddam Hussein, everything would have been all right. We didn't want a solution. That's why we dissolved the Iraqi army and dissolved the Iraqi police force and dissolved the Iraqi civil service and created the chaos. And, of course, there's so many reports that many of these so-called bombers, suicide bombers, are actually people. Well, there was an article in the latest World Affairs brief about some poor fellow who was picked up over there. He was taken to the Green Zone. They took away his identification card, which he has to have, and they told him to just drive this car over to some other place and he'd get a green card back. They wanted to question him elsewhere, and he got into the car. He noticed he was being followed by a helicopter. He had the car taken into a garage. They found it was packed with explosives. Another report in the World Affairs brief a few weeks ago about some fellow who was arrested by the Americans and was told to drive the car to a specific place and then put a call on his cell phone. Well, he couldn't get any connection with his cell phone, and so he got out of the car and moved away and put the call in. The car blew up. How many of these so-called suicide bombs have actually been staged to justify this horror and carnage that we have over there? You remember the story of the two British soldiers dressed up as Arabs who shot one Iraqi policeman and wounded another? They were obviously agent provocateurs. Nothing that you're seeing really makes sense. Well, it was on the 24th of August, just last month, when and this article appears in the New York Times, and I'll read it to you. Quote, "Some senior Bush administration officials and top Republican lawmakers are voicing anger that American spy agencies have not issued more ominous warnings about the threats that they say Iran presents to the United States. Some policymakers have accused intelligence agencies of playing down Iran's role in Hezbollah's recent attacks against Israel and overestimating the time it would take for Iran to build a nuclear weapon. They echo the tensions that divided the administration and the Central Intelligence Agency during the prelude to the war in Iraq." And those of you who don't remember, the CIA said Saddam doesn't have any weapons of mass destruction. There's nothing to worry about. But George Bush knew better, didn't he? And 100,000 dead Iraqis later, why, where were we are today? Well, it's like deja vu all over again, and we'll continue this when we get back here. We'll welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791. Otherwise, you're going to learn about the invisible government, the people who are really directing the Bush administration and the Clinton administration and moving us towards World War III.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. We were just talking about this effort on the part of the Bush administration to actually involve us in World War III. Paul Craig Roberts, who was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration, wrote an article recently, and he said this: alarmed by the neoconservative drive to start a war with Iran before the U.S. can extricate itself from the Iraqi catastrophe, the CIA has firmly declared that any Iranian nuclear weapon is a decade away. This undermines the neoconservative urgency to attack Iran now, and neoconservative fanatics try to discredit the CIA with a recent report by the House Intelligence Committee. Republican staff written by neoconservative Frederick Flights, a protege of neoconservative heavyweight John Bolton, a person active in concocting the false case for war against Iraq. Flight alleges that the CIA is a know-nothing agency that lacks the ability to assess Iran's ability to make nuclear weapons. Neocons also dismiss the findings of the International Atomic Energy Agency, which issued a report on August the 31st, reaffirming that there is no tangible proof that Iran's nuclear energy program has a military aspect. Let me repeat that. Neocons also dismiss the findings of the International Atomic Energy Agency, which issued a report on August the 31st, reaffirming that there is no tangible proof that Iran's nuclear energy program has a military impact or aspect. Despite the fact that a recent poll reveals that 60% of the American people believe the current war in Iraq is a mistake, the Bush administration wants to attack Iran and expand the conflict in the Middle East. Now, Russia and China oppose that idea. They have oppose the United States' request for economic and trade sanctions on Iran. But, you know, they just might agree to let us go ahead and attack Iran because they know it would expand the war. It would lead to increasing hate of America, and it would probably bankrupt this country down the line. And I'm sure the Russians and Chinese would want that, but why would our leaders want that? Because he was instrumental in establishing the commission that was known as the National Commission on Security in the 21st Century. He's a longstanding member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he, in my opinion, is closely aligned with the spiritual hierarchy, that occult group that works behind the scenes and really controls the world. July 15th of this year, 2006, the Seattle Times reported, and I quote, "Former U.S. House Speaker Newt Gingrich says America is in World War III, and President Bush should say so. In an interview in Bellevue, Washington this morning, Gingrich said that President Bush should call a joint session of Congress the first week of September and talk about the global military conflicts in much starker terms than has been heard from the president." That was 5 days after that, on July the 20th, that the UK Guardian, that's a newspaper over in Great Britain, wrote an article by Newt Gingrich, and this is what he said. "The civilized world stands balanced between victory and defeat. The long road to victory begins with the free world helping the Lebanese a democracy defeat Hezbollah, expelling the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, and removing all 10,000-plus missiles aimed at Israel from Lebanon. The nature of the threat, with Iran as the epicenter, is at its core ideological. The ideological wing of Islam that is irreconcilable with modern civilization, the events of just the last 7 weeks throughout the world share the common strategic goal of defeating the West and its values. It could be accurately described as a third world war. The free world must stand up to the barbarians or be defeated. In this crisis of civilization, with nerve and steady focus, it is possible to win a decisive victory." So Newt Gingrich is trumpeting the idea we're at war. Newt Gingrich comes from the Council on Foreign Relations. Newt Gingrich is one of the insiders who is really wants to promote this idea that, you know, we've just got to go in there and kill all these awful Muslims. But they weren't a threat to us before the United States began financing this Islamic terrorist movement. Before 1979, when the United States helped Saddam Hussein to come to power, toppled the Shah of Iran and brought the Ayatollahs to power, incited the war in Afghanistan by giving aid to the guerrillas that were fighting the puppet government there, puppet Soviet government there. And it was after that we began recruiting the Islamic fighters, the Mujahideen as they're called, from all throughout the world. And what do? Why, we gave them copies of the Quran and told them how wonderful it was to kill infidels, and we began to generate this whole radical Islamic movement. Those of you who have heard me talk before have heard me refer to an article from the Washington Post, and we'll be glad to send you a copy. It's called, The ABCs of Jihad. It goes into the fact that the USAID, the United States Agency for International Development, put out $51 million for textbooks that were promoting this radical form of Islam to be used in Afghan and other schools and Madras schools. Why would you spend $51 million for textbooks promoting hatred of the West? Unless you, of course, wanted to be these young children to be indoctrinated in hatred of the West. A book written by James Cooley, who was a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor back in the latter part of the 1990s. The book was called Unholy Wars, and James Cooley wrote about how we were passing out copies of the Quran to the Mujahideen, in Afghanistan, and then we wondered why after encouraging them to adopt this radical form of Islam, they adopt the radical form of Islam. You see, we've created the best enemies money could find, but the big question is what really happened on September 11th. Did 19 hijackers really conspire, sneak into the United States unknown to the American government and hijack those planes and crash them into those buildings? And of course, the fourth plane was actually accidentally crashed in Shanksville. Or is this all a myth? Well, if you know anything about Mr. Philip Zelikow, and Mr. Philip Zelikow was the executive director of the 911 Commission, I suggest before they take it down off of Wikipedia, you go to Wikipedia and look up Philip Zelikow. What do you think his specialty is? What's he known for? Why, creating myths. How do you create a myth? Is it possible that most of what we think we know about what really happened on 9-1 is a myth? Certainly, Edward Bernays, who was the father in modern-day propaganda and mind control techniques, understood what this is all about, and in his book, Propaganda, which was written in 1927, he said this: the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses and is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Now, Edward Bernays talked about an invisible government. Do we have an invisible government? And of course we do. But, you see, they do not want the American people to know that, and that most of what we think we know is simply an illusion that is created for us by people working behind the scenes. Back in 1912, while Woodrow Wilson was elected President of the United States, and the following year, his book, The New Freedom, was published. We have a copy of it, and we'll be glad to send you the pages of that book to any of you who would like to see them. And there's what Woodrow Wilson wrote. Now, I would mention that all of these quotations we're going to be using will be in our August newsletter, and if you subscribe to the newsletter, you'll get it, or we'll even send you a free copy of the newsletter. But this is what Woodrow Wilson wrote: since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States are afraid of someone. They're afraid of something. They know there is a power somewhere so pervasive, so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so intellect, so complete, that they'd better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Let me repeat that. Since I entered politics, I've chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of somebody or afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they'd better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. James Girard was a very wealthy man. He was the American ambassador to Germany before World War I or before the U.S. entered World War. And in his book, My 51st 83 Years in America, he wrote this. We have the book, and we'll be providing pages of this for anybody who wants to see it. And I guess you're going to have to wait till after we get back here. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. We'd be glad to talk to you. We're talking about America's invisible government. It existed in 1913. It exists today. And, of course, it is intent upon expanding the war in the Middle East and bankrupting our nation.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, we got Harry calling from Omaha. Hi, Harry. How you doing?
Hi, it's actually Perry, but...
Perry, okay, good.
I'm doing good, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Excellent. I really appreciate your program. I was at Barnes & Noble this weekend, and I found a really good resource. I don't know if you are aware of it or any of your listeners, but it's called Global Outlook Magazine.
Oh, yes. That comes out of Canada. They do a very good job.
Yeah. There's a David Ray Griffin in there, theologian. I don't know if you've ever interviewed him.
I've tried to, but I couldn't get him on. He's written a number of books. He's come out with a very, very good book recently, which we were hoping to get. But, yes, he writes very well, but he was really quite busy when I contacted him. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's a really good magazine. This month they have a special, they call it a triple issue. It's close to 200 pages, so... I'd recommend people rush down to Barnes & Noble and pick up a copy. But I also, before I even remembered in your catalog, I know that you carry Jim Marr's book, and before I actually thought about it being in your catalog, I had stopped by at Barnes & Noble and Borders in the area here, and I was going to order a copy for a friend, and they told me that that book is out of print, which I thought is kind of interesting because it's not that old of a book. But
I really don't know. We need to get Jim on one of these days and find out. I know he's writing a new book.
Is he?
And whether it'll contain any of the older things, I don't know. But one of the most significant stories he tells in that book, it's called Inside Job, is the fact that he actually talked to a woman who was in the Pentagon, and she claimed that, you know, she was able to actually, you know, get down to where this big hole was in the side of the building and stagger out on, you know, in the front of the building, and was taken to the hospital. And then the men in black came to her and told her that she saw the plane. She said, "I didn't see any plane, and I didn't see a lot of fire inside there either, you know, we were able to get a lot of smoke, but I was able to get out." And they told her just to keep her mouth shut and to take the money that was going to be offered her. And she talked to Jim. I wanted to try to get hold of her, but he wasn't able to put me in touch with her. Maybe, she's probably afraid for her life. I suspect she is.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've heard that story. I don't know if that was in the book or
it's in the book, right?
Yeah, okay. Because I know he's been on like Coast to Coast before too, and which has millions of listeners, which is excellent that he got that out. But I had some good news for myself. I have that In Plain Sight DVD.
Right.
And I got to talk to my apartment manager, and she has two sons, and one of her sons is really interested in this. So I loaned the DVD, and he actually took it to school. And he played it. I don't know if it was a history class or what type of civics class or what it was. But they actually played the DVD in school, and they had a week-long discussion afterwards. I guess the teacher was kind of a hardcore, you know, mainstream type Republican who didn't believe in any of this. And now his eyes have been opened, and he actually took the DVD back to school, and they're watching it again with another class. So
that's really wonderful.
Yeah. So
this is what's really happening across America. Let me tell you, the establishment, the people who pull this thing off, are scared to death. The latest polls show almost 42% of the American people don't believe the government's story.
Yeah.
And through the Internet and through these videos that are getting out there, and if you haven't seen Loose Change, you'll certainly want to see that one. And certainly we do carry the video by Dave, you know, Van Kleist. It's called In Plain Sight. But there's so many excellent videos out there. We have an excellent one called The Day That Changed the War Forever, where you'll actually see Senator Gary Hart getting up before the Council on Foreign Relations meeting, you know, in Washington, D.C. on September 14th and saying, you know, it may very well be that the president, you know, will be able to use this incident to carry out what his father talked about one time, and that is the New World Order. And, you know, I recently went up on the CFR's page for that day, and they've got the whole text of everything that was said, except for one phrase. What do you think the phrase was they deleted? Exactly the one we said. But we have the clip for it. And actually, of course, you can see at least part of it on the Internet. If you type in, Google in Gary Hart, CFR, September 14th, 2001. Somebody has put part of that clip up there, although the one we have is much better. So they're obviously going ahead and they're purging everything they can. This is obviously an intelligence organization to control our movement. It's an intelligence scam to control our reality.
Do you know anything about, if you're hearing about lately about Kurt Weldon and Abel Danger?
Let's see. Basically, the latest thing I know is that the two co-chairmen of the 911 Commission, that was Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton, have written a book called Without Precedent. You hang on. We'll talk about that
okay.
When we get back, okay? This was really very, very significant. They talk about Abel Danger, and they say, they talk about one man, I think, who was involved, and they say, well, gee, you know, he couldn't be right, because the Army doesn't have any record of all these charts and the things that he's been talking about, totally ignoring the fact that there were five military men who risked their professions to come forward and tell the truth.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we've got Perry calling from, is it Ohio?
Omaha,
okay.
Nebraska, yeah.
And we were just talking about the Able danger, and certainly there were 5 military officers who came forward and testified that they were part of a unit that had been tracking the Muhammad Atta under the skies of this Able danger program. And then, of course, they had hearings on it. Kurt Weldon put hearings on. Supposedly, the Army looked in their records and said, oh, shucks, there are no records here. So all these officers just got to be mistaken, because if there were records, of course, we'd bring them forward. We wouldn't hide or shred anything. So, but I think you need to look beyond the obvious. And then the question is, you know, is this simply another effort to confuse us? They have so much information out there to get us distracted with this or that or the other conspiracy. We don't even know that Muhammad Atta was on the planes, other than that they've told us he was on the planes, and he was one of the men who coordinated the hijacking movement. But how much of this has been contrived for us to keep us from understanding that this was an intelligence operation designed to take us into war? I mean, certainly, if you read this book, and it's really worthwhile reading, it's called Without Precedent by Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton. Incidentally, both of them were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Isn't that interesting? But, you know, they tell you that Condoleezza Rice said, you know, we couldn't go to war before 9/11 because the American people weren't prepared for it. Psychologically, they wouldn't have gone along with it. And, of course, we know very well that 9/11 changed all of that, and I believe that's exactly what it was designed to do. I mean, her quotation, which I'm going to have in next month's newsletter, is amazing if you put it into context and realize they had to have an incident to get the American people to go to war. And if you believe, of course, that America must lead the world, America must use its military and financial power to bring all nations into this one world order, then what they did was a good thing, and it only cost 3,000 American lives. That's a lot cheaper than Vietnam, where we slaughtered 58,000 Americans in a war we never tried to win, or Korea, where we lost, I think, 48,000 in a war, 44,000 in a war we were never allowed to win. 3,000 lives, from their point of view, is nothing at all, because they have no respect for human lives. We're dealing with evil people, and when you understand that, so much of this makes sense. Anything else, Perry?
One other quick thing I'd like to go. Here in a small town in Nebraska, there's a Andrew Jackson Higgins Memorial, World War II, because he's a fellow that designed the Higgins boat used for D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
And at that memorial, they have a, I thought it was kind of interesting, I went over to see it. There's a couple sections of girders from the Twin Towers that they preserved and set up as a sculpture. Most of that stuff was secreted off to Asia, I guess.
Sure.
And I thought that was kind of interesting they had that stuff there. But anyway, yeah, that's about all I have. But I really enjoy your show, and I hope you... hope you're around for a long time.
Well, I hope I am, too. I hope you don't know something I don't know. Anyway, God bless you. Thanks so much. And look, I think that's great that the students are seeing this. And what we need to do is get more and more people watching these videos. And, you know, you can watch Loose Change, their whole flock of them up there. They show buildings that have been come down time after time after time. And when you've watched it a full couple of times, you realize this is a controlled demolition. There is no other logical explanation. They want to say, well, you know, some falling debris from the Twin Towers hit the top of the building. Well, if that's true, then why did the building collapse from the bottom? And why did it collapse at 5:15 in the evening? And why did Larry Silverstein go on television and say, well, he told them to go ahead and pull the building, and then we watched the building come down? I mean, those explosives had to be placed there a long time ahead of time. And if they were, then it means that somebody planned this whole thing ahead of time. Building 7 is their Achilles heel. The fall of Building 7 makes everything else they say a lie. And of course, the fact that now we're finding out there were military exercises on the 11th of September. Most of the planes that were supposed to be guarding Washington, D.C. were off in Canada and Alaska. And, of course, the planes, there were two planes at Langley and two planes at Otis Air Force Base that were armed. And they refused to put the ones up from Langley. And the officer who refused to orders to do that said, well, you know, I was afraid if we had our planes in the air, they might run out of gasoline, right, run out of fuel. And that would be a terrible thing. Right when we would need them, they'd run out of fuel. And, of course, they have tankers up there. That's how our planes get refueled, and they could have been refueled in the air. I mean, there's a wonderful article in this month's, in the September issue of Vanity Fair magazine. Everybody needs to get it and read it, and although the author denies there was a conspiracy, I don't know how you could read that article and come up with any other conclusion. That's Vanity Fair magazine for September. Anything else, Perry? Well, I guess we lost Perry, so if you're out there, you want to give us a call, our number is... Oh, okay, Perry. Perry, are you there? All right, fine. Well, our number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to go ahead and give us a call, why, we'd be glad to talk to you. But we were telling you what certainly what President Wilson had said. Let me repeat that to you. Since I entered politics, I've chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States are afraid of someone. They're afraid of something. They know that there is a force out there, so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they'd best not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Now, James W. Gerard, writing just a few late years later, tells that when he came back from Germany in 1917, and this is the quotation, shortly after our return to America, the New York Times sent a reporter to ask the names of the rulers of America. Sitting in my office that afternoon, I gave the reporter a list. They amounted to 52 of the, and of course, as Frederick Lundberg says in his book, 60 Families, it was quite evident that I added some personal friends to the list. Of course, my list of rulers referred to the economic headship, but was taken generally to mean the men who ruled America, not only economically, but politically. Now, it was, of course, just a couple of years later when John Hyland was the mayor of New York City, and he tried to expose this sinister cabal that was out there. He recognized it, and this is what he said. The real menace of our republic is this invisible government which, like a giant octopus, sprawls its slimy length over city, state, and nation. Like the octopus of real life, it operates under cover of self-created screen. It seizes in its long and powerful tentacles our executive officers, our legislative bodies, our schools, our courts, our newspapers, and every agency created for the public protection. Let me say, at the head is the octopus, or the Rockefeller Standard Oil interest, and a small group of powerful banking interests. They practically control both political parties, write political platforms, make cat's paw of party leaders, use the leading men in private organizations, and resort to every device to place in nomination for a high public office only such candidates as will be amenable to the dictates of corrupt big business. They use the columns of these newspapers and officials who refused to do their bidding, powerful corrupt bleaks, which compose the invisible government. Well, we've got Dave calling from Illinois. Is that Illinois, Dave?
Yeah.
Hi, do you have a question or comment?
Good afternoon. Question for you. This thing on TV last night, on this document on 9/11, are you familiar with it?
Well, which one? Watched the one on CBS. Which one are you talking about?
Well, it's not on CBS. CBS is on the blink locally here right now. It's one of the other channels.
Right.
But anyway, I just want to know. I want to know if it's just a big propaganda piece, or if it's actually a good. If it's actually blowing the lid, the whole thing.
What did it say?
I haven't seen it. I just saw it. Just wondered if you.
I know. I had a friend who watched one on one of the other channels, and they said it was a propaganda piece. You see, they coordinate everything. They control Time magazine and Newsweek magazine and U.S. News and Report, and all of the issues this week have propaganda pieces in there. They control almost all of the newspapers. They control almost all of the television channels, and certainly the CIA has agents planted as journalists throughout our media today. And if you don't believe that, you need to read a book by Lieutenant General William Odom called Fixing Intelligence, where he simply asked the question, should the CIA have journalists planted in the media, acting as journalists? Well, anyway, most of what you're going to see just is not true. But once in a while, you will see the truth. And I was so pleased that C-SPAN played the American Scholars Council on three or four occasions. And a little bit of truth is getting out, but we're really getting it out through the Internet. And these great DVDs up there that you can actually see, great videos up there. You can see them for nothing. And if you haven't seen Loose Chain, see it. And I wouldn't believe most of what I see on television.
Well, I couldn't believe myself that the real truth would come out on this mainstream media. I just refuse to believe. I'm sure we'll never, and they'll probably never tell the truth about that on mainstream.
Well, I'll tell you what, the C-SPAN certainly did, but C-SPAN has never been completely establishment controlled, and so we should all be grateful to them for telling the truth and putting that program on.
The stuff you talk about, Alex Jones talks about with. What Robert Chapman talks about, all this stuff, the heavy stuff, you'll never see that on mainstream in a million years, and that's sad.
Once we can get people to understand, Dave, that the media is controlled, once you can point out to them, isn't it interesting that Time and Newsweek and U.S. News and Report all carry the same sort of article at the same time? We saw that a couple of months ago when somebody gave the order to put out the lies on autism and to say it wasn't related to the vaccines, to the childhood vaccines. And you saw, within about 2 weeks, articles in every major newspaper and every major magazine on the establishment radio and television, all with the same theme. Autism is a real problem. We don't know why it is, but we can guarantee it's not related to childhood vaccines. Because they can't let the American people know they've been destroying the minds of our children There really are evil and wicked people who want to hurt our children. And the word was given, and you could see this coordinated effort. You go back and pick up those articles, and they all said the same thing. You know, autism's a problem. It's not related to the vaccines. We can guarantee it's not related to the vaccines. And don't try to get your child treated, knowing full well the treatment would cure many of these children. You got to be pretty evil to want to hurt children, but right now, of course, they're using those mercury-related vaccines all throughout the world, thanks to Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, who are financing an effort to destroy the minds of children throughout the world. And helpless little infants are getting these vaccines loaded with mercury that they know will destroy their minds. That's what's called evil. But maybe that explains why Bill and Melinda Gates, you know, Foundation is associated with the New World Servers, which is a Luciferian organization. And Dennis Cuddy brought that out about 2 weeks ago.
But Stan, I am of the opinion that I personally think it's almost impossible to get that filthy rich, honestly. I really do.
Well, this is why this is...
Warren Buffett, I don't believe those guys got the honestly. No way. That's my opinion.
I believe that, of course, they've been richly rewarded for their, you know, for their immorality, for the fact that they sold their souls.
Yep. Thanks for that, Stan.
God bless. Thanks very much. Well, our telephone number, again, is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And we were simply talking about the this control that exists over our government. Certainly, Professor Carol Quigley, who was a liberal college professor who taught at Princeton and Harvard before he went to Georgetown University and became Bill Clinton's mentor. In fact, it said he even signed the application for Bill Clinton to become a Rhodes Scholar. But Professor Quigley wrote this in his book, incidentally, long-suppressed book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and I believe it comes from page 950. There does exist, and has existed for a generation, an international Anglophile network which operates, to some extent, in the way the radical right believes the Communists act. I know of the operation of this network because I've studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the early 1960s to examine its papers and its secret records. Now, here's a man who went through the secret records and secret files of this organization. Incidentally, I went back to Georgetown University in 1980 and went through Professor Quigley's papers shortly after he died before the intelligence agencies and the CIA could get there and launder those. So we have a great deal of the information that Professor Quigley had, and we know how he knew about the secret society. And, of course, the secret society he was talking about was the one that Cecil Rhodes created, the one that became the Council on Foreign Relations. And, well, you have to understand that the Council on Foreign Relations members control both political parties. Their members control the wealth of this country, the major media of this country, and this will all be listed and documented in my August newsletter. You'll want to get that. And but, you know, certainly we found when we went through Colonel House's papers at Yale University the same year, why, a letter that President Roosevelt had sent to Colonel Edward Mandel House, and this that contained this statement. I had a nice talk with Jack Morgan the other day. J.P.M., that's J. Pierpont Morgan, did not seem very troubled over the gold purchasing. The real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the larger centers has owned the government. Ever since the days of Andrew Jackson, the country is going through a repetition of Jackson's fight for the Bank of the United States, only on a far bigger and broader basis. Now, if you'd like a copy of that letter, Christwood gets it, the whole letter, or if you want just that quotation, it'll be in my August newsletter. You have to understand that President Roosevelt was right. And he was trying to put down the central bankers without realizing that one of his closest advisors, Colonel Edward Mandel House, who had been the man who controlled the Woodrow Wilson administration, House controlled the Woodrow Wilson administration, and he was controlled the early part of the Roosevelt administration because Colonel Edward Mandel House was a mystic. He was deeply involved in the occult. And through his mind control and hypnotic suggestions, he was able to control people's minds. And much of what FDR did during the early years of his administration was at the behest of Colonel House, who was simply instructing FDR to carry out the programs of the occult hierarchy that rules the world. If you doubt that there is an occult hierarchy, you need to get our little pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. They're a compilation of three pamphlets, each one about 40 pages, which are simply the newsletters we've written on this, and Dr. Dennis Cuddy wrote with me on this. You need to get this information. You need to understand it. There really are supernatural forces in the world. When you understand that, so much of what is going on makes sense. Who controls the U.S. government today? Why, members of David Rockefeller's Council on Foreign Relations and his Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers Group and the Club of Rome and leading Masons and members of occult groups and occult societies and the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. I like to call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book by that title, you need to. It's a good, simple introduction to this whole incredible story. You probably should get my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, this is the time I need to remind you, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And we hope that many of you, if you possibly can, will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. And certainly, if you can't, then tell others about our program or perhaps get some of our products. You can reach us by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a copy of the August newsletter, which, of course, contains what we've been talking about today, it won't be completed probably for another 2 weeks, but you can call in, specifically request the August newsletter. And then, of course, we have all the documentation for everything we say. We want to remind you we are putting on an all-day conference on the 29th of October. That's a Sunday. But it'll be beautiful here in Santa Cruz at that time of the year. It usually is at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and we hope many of you can come. If you're coming from outside the area, why, of course, we have reserved a block of rooms at the Seacliff Inn, which is not too far away, a lovely location, so you can get a reduced rate there. And then, of course, we want to mention we do now carry the health products, and if you'd like a catalog and a list of them. And these are the vitamins and minerals and the things, the cortisol, the products, and certainly not like they have on television. They take an arm and a leg, but the CoQ10 and certainly the quercetin and oil of oregano, all of the things that Barbara and I like to use and have on hand, Alibiotica, a pill that actually has, you know, has the elderberry juice and the garlic and the echinacea and the oil of oregano with it. And if you have an infection, you certainly want to take something that will help you along with your antibiotics. And so if you'd like to know more about the health products and the health books we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We are going to be carrying some food, emergency food products. And, of course, if you're interested in getting them and you buy them through Radio Liberty, why, certainly will be very much appreciative. And so if you'd like a health catalog, if you'd like a food catalog or a regular catalog, give us a call. Now, of course, we hope many of you want to get some of the great new things we're carrying. The video, Rape of the Soul, we went through all those we have, and we got orders for another 10 or 15 of them. The people who are watching this are really amazed, and they're so grateful to understand how they're playing games with our minds and introducing pornographic thoughts into our minds, and obscene thoughts, and lustful thoughts, and, you know, the number 666 used over and over and over again. A full-length movie that was totally suppressed by the media, played in 12 major markets, many of them for up to 9 weeks at a time. Phenomenal response from the audience, totally blacked out by the controlled media. But it's available on DVD now. Rape of the Soul is one of the most important things we have. The videos, and they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, the award-winning program, and incidentally Chris Pinto, who produced it, is going to be one of our speakers at our seminar, and so many other. Oh, of course, Joe Schimmel's latest production, it's called The Da Vinci Con, Hollywood's War on America. Now, we carry a lot of videos we produced, and if you have not seen my talk on Iraq, the untold story that comes with the seminar, or the hidden agenda that goes, of course, into the fluoride, the poisoning of the minds of our children, producing heart damage in us, and infertility in us, and increased Down syndrome, and cancer, all of these, they know this. Why do you think they're fluoridating the water? Because the statistics show it doesn't do any good for the children's teeth. So why are they doing it, and why are they lying in Washington, D.C.? Well, that's the hidden agenda, the video, and, of course, the syllabus. You'll certainly want to get, if you're concerned about what's happening financially, by talking the financial tsunami, and the syllabus goes with that, and so much more information is available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website. You can listen to our programs there directly 3 hours a day and indirectly 5 hours a day. Shortwave, satellite 9 hours a day. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. We'll be back next hour with a great program.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, light, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line Orlene Kulu, who's a good friend, and we're going to be talking with Orlene about this whole thing of sustainable development, Agenda 21. Call it what you will. It is really a vehicle by which the government takes away your land, your property, your rights, your freedom. Orlene, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. We're just going to make an announcement as soon as all of our other stations are on board about the program you're going to be having this weekend, because I think it's so vitally important. Under many circumstances, Orlene has been on the front lines of this battle for a long period of time. She is a president of the Eagle Forum of California, and she certainly led the Eagle Forum in her area for a long period of time. She does substitute teaching. She's trying to educate people about these programs, which really sound so absurd, that they would take away our property, they would take away our freedom, they would take away your economic well-being, because you might just possibly have some sort of an endangered species, or you can't prove that there's not an endangered species on your property. How do you prove there's not an endangered species? Well, Orlene, you pick up the story.
Actually, my husband and I are now dealing with that subject as well. 6 weeks ago, we received a little yellow card in the mail. It was actually coming from some realtors. We at first thought it was from the county, but the county didn't really want us to know about these hearings. It was the Sonoma County Board of Realtors that were trying to alert people as to what was going on.
And what was going on?
Well, our card told us that anyone who had a seasonal creek that we only have like water in our creek for 3 months of the year, a stream or a river, would need to come to this hearing because they were going to be talking about some setbacks. But we had no idea what those setbacks really meant until we did come to the hearing, found out that it would be a 100-foot setback on either side of our little creek, which meant that you were not allowed to use that. You couldn't plow it. You couldn't build on it. And if you had the Russian River going through your property, it would be 200 feet on either side. You would be allowed to build a small fence, but it had to be a wildlife-friendly fence, 18 inches off the ground and no higher than 4 feet. One of the men at the hearing said, that isn't a fence, that's a clothesline.
And how are you going to keep in your cows and your animals with that?
Exactly, or keep your neighbor's pit bull out or something else. You know?
Sure.
Well, of course, prowlers that would want to come and cross into your land.
And, of course, basically what they're essentially doing is using the fact that there is water or creek on your land, even though it's not even running most of the time, or it may be an old, a dry creek bed. But they want an excuse to take away your land. And that's so difficult for people to understand. We always thought we were free. You do not understand. There really are people in key positions of our government at every level who do not believe in individual freedom. They're dedicated to control. Control of you and your land. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radionivity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radionivity Health Catalog.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Right back with... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and for Jorlene Kula, was telling about what happened up in Sonoma. Fortunately, the realty people were able to get the information to the landholders. And how many people showed up for that meeting of the Board of Supervisors?
It was actually the commission meeting.
The commission,
not,
okay.
Not yet the Board of Supervisors. Over 1,400 right. Outraged property owners. But my vice president and I of this organization that has just been formed, Sonoma County Land Rights Coalition, went to the Board of Supervisors meeting and told them how outraged we were and that we'd started a petition drive, and we let them know that we were going to hold them accountable because they are the ones who are the elected officials. They're the ones who appointed this commission, and that ultimately the buck stops with them, and we are going to hold them accountable for our property rights being taken.
And, of course, one of the interesting things is we still can recall our Board of Supervisors. We can recall anybody if you needed just enough votes. Now, believe me, the elitists are working to try to circumvent that, but right now we still have the ability to do it. And the one thing that most of the people on the Board of Supervisors care about, they're not concerned about the right or the left. They're concerned about staying in office. And so what did they do there, the Board of Supervisors, when they understood that you had all these angry people that we're going to hold them responsible for this diabolical effort to take away their land rights.
Well, as I quoted to them some of the planks in our petition, number one being that this is contrary to and a violation of not only the U.S. Constitution, but the California Constitution, and I cited the articles. And I noticed that none of them would look me in the eye. But I, you know, essentially let them know that we were holding them accountable, that the major, in fact, the first purpose cited for government in our Declaration of Independence is to secure the rights of life, liberty, and property of the people of our nation. And I let them know that we were going to hold them accountable to their oath of office, that they had all raised their right hand and sustained the Constitution when they took this their office. Anyway, it was the day after that that the Press Democrat came out and said that the commission had decided to back down on the setbacks. So we were really excited about that and thought, yay, we've made a little bit of progress. However, yesterday in the Press Democrat, our newspaper, the title was Stream Setback Controversy Abates, that they've decided to bring in the state agencies, the North Coast Water Quality Control Board, and some other state agencies to look at these setbacks and to see if it isn't still possible. So it's not over with yet.
Well, I think you have to understand, I'm sure you know this, Orlene, but they try to make you feel that they represent you. They're your representatives, and the truth of the matter is they represent other forces. This whole idea of what's going on in your county is going on not only all over the state, not over only all over the country, but all over the world. It is part of a world master plan put forward by a very evil group of people. It's called Agenda 21. Would you like to talk a little bit about that and how that fits into this whole thing that the average individual has never been allowed to realize? Because your local newspaper and newspapers across the state and across the country and across the world are not telling the people the truth. Probably you get more truth in the newspapers in Europe than you'll ever get here in the newspapers and television and radio in the United States. What is Agenda 21? What is this master plan that is being put into place throughout the world?
Well, fortunately, because I had attended some of your wonderful conferences, and I had met Michael Shaw and got to hear him speak, and we actually had both of you come and speak for us before, I knew about Agenda 21, and I knew that this was not just something local like they would like to pretend it is. And when I first organized these property owners together, I had called Michael Shaw and asked him to send 100 of his wonderful booklets on Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. I was able to hand those out to these property owners at our very first meeting so they would understand what they were really up against. And I think that that has helped them want to stay in for the long battle. Those who thought this was just about setbacks, they've kind of dropped out of the picture. Even this Press Democrat article didn't bring them forth again. I just got home from a commission hearing, a commission meeting this afternoon that I had heard about because of this article that came out in the paper yesterday. There were about 8 of us in the audience. And so obviously there are not a lot who are concerned. They think that everything is fine again, but that's, I think, part of the plan.
Sure is. This is what they do. They simply lie, and then they back away. Then they come back again when you're not thinking about it. Oh, and of course, this impetus has been abated. Now, could you get a little into this whole idea of Agenda 21? What is Agenda 21, and how is it going to affect everybody listening in the audience today?
I think one of the best ways to find out about Agenda 21 is to go to the Freedom 21 website. That's what I recommended to all of the people who came to this property rights meeting. And some of our people downloaded, or they actually Googled Agenda 21, and a whole new world opened up. They can see that this is a plan for essentially putting us all under total control of a one-world government, and they do it with the excuse of the environment. And as you perhaps know, the environment is really like a watermelon. It's green on the outside and red on the inside. The number one plank of the Communist Manifesto is fact, I will quote it for you. It says, "The theory of the communist may be summed up in a single sentence, abolition of private property. In one word, you will reproach us with intending to do away with your property. Precisely so, that is just what we intend." This is from Karl Marx in his Communist Manifesto. And so really that's what this is all about. And they use whatever tiny excuse they can use, these setbacks, the endangered species, wetlands, initiatives, whatever they can do to encroach upon your private property. They then make it so that you can no longer use it. Therefore, it loses all of its value. Land that cannot be used is worthless. And the only thing you can do is sell it. And, of course, the only people willing to buy it at this reduced price are people like the Sierra Club or the Nature Conservancy. They are essentially like real estate holding companies. They hold the property for a while, and then they sell it back to the federal government. And that is how more and more area is brought under the Green Belt Initiative, open space, whatever they would like to call it. And it's amazing how successful they have been. In California, I think 48% of our state is now owned by the federal and state governments. In Nevada, there's 86%. Just about all of our western states, at least half of the state is owned by the federal government, and it's getting worse and worse because of these ways they do this.
Well, of course, now the media tells us, and our leaders tell us, and our politicians tell us, communism is dead. There's nothing to worry about from communism. And yet what you're suggesting is this whole idea of taking away property rights is really a communist idea.
Exactly, and communism is not dead. There's an amazing book written by a former KGB person who came to America and was able to escape. The title of the book is New Lies for Old. And he says in there that it was actually part of the plan, it's always part of the plan for the communists to take one step backwards while they take two steps forward. And he knew about this plan to bring down the Berlin Wall like 10 years before it happened. It wasn't something that just happened by coincidence. In fact, 6 months before the Berlin Wall started to come down, Gorbachev had already been granted the right to come and have his new office at the Presidio in San Francisco, the former army base there.
In other words, it was all a slam dunk, but the American people didn't know. They really thought there was a revolution. It was all planned. Gorbachev was planning on coming to the United States long before he was ever supposedly deposed over there in Russia. And while we're told that there is nothing to fear from communism, we're adopting most of those basic tenets right here. And this whole thing is being financed by the same great tax-exempt foundations and corporations that funded communism from its inception back in 1918, that is funding communism in China today and building up the economic potential of this brutal and ruthless dictatorship. But we never refer to it as a brutal and ruthless dictatorship. We're always told how progressive they are and how much better off the people are than they used to be. And we bring their leaders over here and we honor them in the White House. And why would you honor Adolf Hitler in the White House? Why would you honor who in the White House? President Hu of China? Why would you honor these ruthless thugs who have killed millions and millions of people? People do not understand, and you will never see this mentioned in the American media, that between 1958 and 1962, the Chinese government starved to death between 41 and 43 million of their own people, intentionally and purposely. If you want the documentation on that, you can go up on the Internet and Google in the Great Hunger, and they'll tell you about 30 million died. But the number is between 41 and 43 million, according to the Chinese records, and I will give you the pages out of the book, A Woman's Ordeal, written by Dr. Stephen Moser, who has actually lived in China for a long period of time. We can't let the American people know that, because our corporations and our banks are building up this ruthless dictatorship in China, as we are adopting those same policies here, as property rights and freedom are being taken. Of course, we're giving up our freedom in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, who is living in a cave in Afghanistan someplace, or maybe it's Pakistan, or the information we have, he's been dead for some time, but that doesn't matter. We've got to have an enemy, to rally the people behind the government so they'll protect us from that wicked enemy. Could this be really going on in America today? Well, you really need to learn about Agenda 21, and there's going to be talking about that at the conference this coming Saturday, Michael. So I'll be there talking about it, and other speakers. And if you don't know, as soon as we get back here, we're going to have Orlean tell you how you can get to that meeting. And it's well worth the drive to Santa Rosa. I'm going up. You should, too. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
When I was teaching. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Orlean was just saying when she was teaching the seventh grade. Go right ahead, Orlean.
Okay, in a world history class a few years ago, I would always write a quotation from a book that I've written called The Golden Rule School. Half of it are these wonderful quotations that I'm trying to bring back some sense of morality and character education into our public schools. And one of the quotations I wrote on the board one day was, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. And I asked the students, can you tell me who made this statement and what it means? And someone said Robin Hood. And I said, well, it does kind of sound like a statement that Robin Hood would make. But anyway, I let them know that this was the communist philosophy of taking from those who have and giving to those who have not, redistribution of wealth. And I said, you know, and some of the kids thought it sounded like a really good thing. And I said, it would be a good thing if it were your freedom to do so. But what if it's just taken from you and you don't even have any say about it? I gave an illustration. I said, the grades had just come out, and I said, I gave Fred an A plus because he worked so hard. And I gave, let's say Jose an F because he didn't do anything. And I said, what would happen if I then took the A-plus from Fred and lowered it to a C, and then I could raise Jose's grade and bring it to a C? And I said, Jose, how would you feel about that? And he said, oh, I think it would be wonderful. And I asked Fred, how would you feel about that? And he said, it would be terrible. And I said, would you work hard the next semester? And he said, no, I would do nothing. And I asked Jose, I said, would you work hard? And he said, no, I would think I had a free ride. I wouldn't do anything. And I said, that is essentially how communism works. And that's why the Russian people had such a hard time even farming. Because when you don't get to own your own property and you know that what you do produce is just going to be taken from you and distributed among everyone else, it takes away your incentive to work. That's why often the United States would have to send wheat to the poor, starving Russian people, even though they had lots of wheat farms. So I explained that to them, and what was amazing, I was just there for a long-term position until they could get the permanent teacher. The permanent teacher came to visit just shortly before the noon hour, and I introduced her to the class. She was going to take over the next week, and she saw my statement up on the board. Oh, before that, I forgot to tell you, I told the kids, someday you're going to have a teacher, probably in high school or college, tell you that communism is the best form of government. It just has a hard time being implemented. I said, but I want you to remember this story that I've told you and this illustration and this quotation and what it really means. Well, this teacher came just before the noon hour. She took a look at my statement up on the board, and she said, the exact quotes, I am so glad that you are teaching the students about communism. Isn't it wonderful that we now know the truth about this, that communism really is the best form of government? It just has a hard time being implemented. And my students' mouths all went wide open.
And, of course, the thing is that there are a lot of good people who really believe that because they've never been told the truth.
They've never been to a communist country to find out differently, that's all they've been taught in their high schools and their colleges. Well, this was in junior high, so it's even getting lower.
Of course, the thing is that there's not probably one in 10,000 Americans who's ever heard of the Great Hunger in China, where they intentionally and systematically starved to death between 41 and 43 million Chinese during the 4-year period. But go to Google on your internet and type in the Great Hunger or the Chinese Famine 58 to 62. You'll find it's true. How could they blot that out from Americans' reality? Why, very simply, if you control the media, if you control what people read and what they hear and what they see, and then you control the educational system so that the teachers never learn anything different. Why, you can control the reality of the people. And as Edward Bernays said, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas are suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Orlean, how can people get in touch with you if they'd like to come to the meeting next this Saturday?
Well, they can go to our EcoForm website and just download the registration form. We will still accept them, or they can call me personally and let me know that they're coming. My phone number is 707-539-8393.
One more time, the telephone number.
707-539-8393.
And what is the website?
And the website is www.eagleforumofcalifornia.com.
Eagleforumofcalifornia.com in Northern California. Meeting this coming Saturday. It's going to start at 8:30 with breakfast, and then at 9:30 talks are going to start. And I think it'll be a fascinating time if you can possibly get there. You'll hear some great speakers. You'll meet some people who are concerned. But if we are not organized, we're going to lose America. There really are people who want a fascist, feudalistic society. And believe me, some of these people have control of the wealth of the world.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Constant chatter can be annoying coming from a well-meaning friend, but if it's coming from your windshield wipers, chatter's more than irritating. It's dangerous. When I come back, I'll tell you why. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly Clark. Since 90% of driving decisions are based on sight, consider wiper chatter caused by flawed blades or windshield film a warning bell. Here's what to do. Inspect blades for tears. If torn, replace. If intact, clean blades with alcohol. Then, straighten wiper arms so that blades and windshield are at a 90-degree angle. Now, clean your windshield. Road grime can easily be removed using soft scrub or Bonami on a damp sponge. No, these household cleaners won't damage your windshield, so scrub away till rinse water sheets off. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Arlene Coulomb, and we're talking about Agenda 21. We're talking about sustainable development. We're talking about taking property rights away from the people. And, of course, one of the things I mentioned is they want to get us out of our cars. And once the elections are over, why, you can watch those oil prices go right through the ceiling until it gets so expensive you won't be able to get into your car. And that's exactly what they talk about in Agenda 21. They want to get you out of your cars. They want to have toll roads all over, so it'll be so expensive that only the very elite and powerful and rich will be able to drive their cars. They wanted to do away with cattle grazing and raising horses and raising livestock because they trample down the little flowers. And they feel that the greatest enemy to return to nature is humanity itself. There's just too many people in the world, and this obvious solution is to get rid of a lot of them. Could anybody really believe that? And Could they really, Orlean, or do you think that that's just all talk? Are there really people out there who'd like to murder billions of people to get the population down?
Yes, definitely. At some of the hearings I first went to about these setbacks on the extremes and rivers and creeks, several of these environmentalists spoke and mentioned how overpopulated our area is, how overpopulated the world is. That's really not true at all. In fact, populations are on the decline. Some of our nations will probably not even exist with their original population by the year 2050, according to many books that have been written, because the Caucasian people are just not even reproducing anymore.
Yeah, well, of course, the only reason we're keeping our population is because, you know, we're allowing all of the immigrants, illegal immigrants, encouraging illegal immigration as we keep our population up. But Japan is dying off. Italy, France, Germany, Russia, they're all dying off. Unless, of course, they let the Muslims in large numbers to keep their population up. But all of these countries are dying, and yet they keep saying, oh, the world is overpopulated. We've just got to do something about it. So this is really one of the lies they tell. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Orlean Coulomb about Agenda 21, about sustainable development, about this plan program to take away property rights, in the name of course, redistributing to the people, but the trouble is the people aren't allowed in a lot of these areas. It's not for the people. Well, the only people allowed in there are the elite. Go ahead, pick up the story, Orlean.
One of the things that I wanted to make mention of, like you said, it's the elite that are getting all the wealth, and under the feudal system, 90% of the people were little peasants and serfs. It was only 10% who were the ruling elite. I really like the book Animal Farm, where they make mention that some animals are more equal than other animals. That's what communism is. They want everyone, the normal person, to all be equally poor, but the ruling elite are the equally rich ones. And it is truly a plan of redistribution of wealth to take, especially from the middle class. We do not like middle classes in society because we are the ones who are kind of the pain in the neck. We're the ones that write letters and talk to our representatives and try to keep an eagle eye on them. And if you're poverty-stricken, you don't have any time for that. You're just eking out the possible means of an existence. You don't have time or the funds to do anything like keeping tabs on your politicians. So that's why they would like to get rid of the middle class, and boy, are they having success doing that here in the United States. And one of the ways they're doing it is through all the regulations on property rights. Property rights have always equaled freedom in our nation, and if they're gone, so goes our liberty as well. In fact, that's a statement by John Adams. He says, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist.
And, of course, there are people who want to do away with property rights, the Al Gores of this world and the Bill Clintons and the Hillary Clintons. But, incredibly, many of our Republican legislators are going right along with that. You know, of course, they say one thing, they do another, and then they get the support from both sides.
That's right. It's amazing. I did want to mention as well, just 2 weeks ago, my husband and I discovered that there was a new problem that we now face with our property. It has been given the title of BH, which means biotic habitat. So supposedly we now have, if you go look at the map of our property in Sonoma County, it has little circles drawn on it, which means we have endangered species and endangered plants.
And how do they know you have endangered species and endangered plants, and what are they?
They don't. You ask them, did you actually come on our property and find these? Oh, no. We just assume that this is possible endangered species habitat, and they have no idea what plant or what animal, but it is now up to you to prove your innocence. Totally opposite of our Constitution. We are now guilty until we can be proven, we prove ourselves innocent.
And so you have to prove you do not have these things on your property. So if you really did have one, the advantage would be to just go ahead and kill it. The last thing you want to do is find anything on your property that they might be able to take your property rights away. Where did they get off doing these things? Why, they sold our Congress this bill of goods. It had to do with the bald eagle, the American eagle. We had to preserve the symbol of our country, didn't we? And they talked the members of Congress into passing legislation to preserve the bald eagle, and for somehow or other, it got from there down to you might have a plant or a bug or a caterpillar or a moth on your land that might be endangered, and it might be there, and it might be endangered. Therefore, you can't do anything with your land. And you say, this is madness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course it's madness. But unfortunately, we're a nation of laws, aren't we? And don't the bureaucrats make the laws and enforce the laws? And they've got people with SWAT teams to come and break down your doors if you don't go along with them? And people do not understand we're moving rapidly towards a fascist society. We're militarizing our police in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden. Certainly, we're arming all sorts of federal officials. And federal officials, by law, cannot come into the local communities, but they're coming in. And we're arming all sorts of people, you know, that have no reason to carry weapons. And it's all part of intimidating the public, exactly as they did in Hitler's Germany, and Benito Mussolini's Italy, and Stalin's Russia, and who's China today. So all of the federal officials are armed, and if you look at them cross-eyed, why, you know what's going to happen to you. And then, of course, the way that they always handcuff everybody, that's to dehumanize you when you're arrested, so you'll be in constant fear. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And there is a plan program. It is called Sustainable Development. It is called Agenda 21. Where can people get information on Agenda 21? Do you think that the Freedom 21 website is the best place to go?
Yes, that really is. That's what I recommend to everyone I know. And I think the little booklets that Michael Shaw has developed that just give an amazing view on all of this. Also, I wanted you had mentioned some of the organizations, the officials that are part of this. By being on your program, the last time I got a call from a man back in Missouri who told me how FEMA is involved in all of this. Were you aware of that?
Well, Kirsty, I mean, after all, doesn't this have to do with protecting us from the wicked Osama bin Laden? Is that what the Federal Emergency Management Association is all about? Or they're always going to find the excuse to involve FEMA or the Office of Homeland Security. It doesn't matter. They want to control us.
Yes. And what they do, they come into a county. It doesn't matter what county. They can always find some potential emergency that's coming. Either you don't have enough water, or you have just had a flood, too much water, or there's an approaching hurricane, or you're in tornado country. And then FEMA comes in, and it sounds really good. They set up these emergency groups to handle all sorts of problems. Well, what is amazing, when all of these are implemented, you have Agenda 21 in your county.
Isn't that amazing? Well, we've got Patrick calling from Kentucky. Hi, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm doing better, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question for Arlene?
Yes, I had a question for you, actually. What your analysis of the Rockefeller situation. Last night, I didn't see the documentary that was on ABC, but it seems like to me, after I don't watch the news very much on television, but it seems like to me that after seeing how they were, the counter psychology they were doing, trying to make Clinton bad, actually they were actually making Clinton look good, and then how he was speaking today to the a Jewish, United Jewish community, and then Rockefeller today talking about how we should have left Saddam in power. I wonder what you.
I really can't comment because I don't know anything about it. But all I can say is they play a game. They have right, left. They have conservative, liberal. They have Republican, Democrat. But it doesn't really make any difference at all. And you will find the Rockefellers are critical of George Bush. You know, when they're out of office, and then when their people are in office, they do the same thing that George Bush would do. Let me tell you that George Bush is simply a part of the Rockefeller interests. They criticize him, but it was Brzezinski who designed this whole catastrophe, and Brzezinski works for David Rockefeller. Brzezinski brought about the war in Afghanistan. He certainly is very critical of what what the Bush administration is doing. But, of course, I believe it's all showbiz.
Yeah, exactly. And this was John Rockefeller, West Virginia, and it just sounds like they're setting us up for a different face of the same coin.
I think you're probably right, but thanks very much for calling, Patrick.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. If anybody's got a call, a question for Lean, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And again, Orlean, would you like to get your telephone number, your website out, so if people would like to come to the conference this Saturday, they know how to get in touch with you?
Yes, my phone number is 707-539-8393, and the Eagle Forum website is www.eagleforumofcalifornia.com.
All right, fine. One more time with the website, eagleforumofcalifornia.com.
That's right.
All right, fine. And why don't you give the itinerary of what's going to happen at the conference?
Okay, we first of all have a wonderful continental breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30. Then our program begins. We have a flag ceremony by some Boy Scouts of America and a beautiful patriotic song, actually a medley of songs by a wonderful woman who has a gorgeous voice, Valerie Williams. And we have a skit by Teen Eagles portraying the founders of the Constitution, some of our, six of our amazing founding fathers, and why the Constitution needed to be formed. Then I will be speaking, telling about the inspiration and greatness of our Constitution, some of the founding principles which it was built upon. Then Michael Shaw will speak about Agenda 21, and what he believes is one of the greatest threats to our Constitution, the attack on property rights. Then you will speak and give other threats to our Constitution, our American heritage and sovereignty. And our final speaker is a woman by the name of Catherine Deng. She is an author and a historian who I've heard on several occasions. She's a favorite of the homeschool parents. She's going to be speaking on repairing the breach between the individual and the Constitution, restoring local self-government.
All right, sounds like a great, and it's going to go to about 1 o'clock, is that right?
Yes.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Scott, who's calling us from Hollister. Scott, how are you doing?
Great, Dr. Stan. I had a quick question for your guest. A local, it was in the paper, a local paper here recently, a couple months back, that a very large ranch up on the Fremont Peak area, sold a 15,000-acre ranch up there, and they sold a large portion of the ranch to the Nature Conservancy. And I was wondering if you could clarify it a little bit more. From what I understood from earlier on the program, they sell it to the Nature Conservancy, who in turn flips it back to the federal government. And is that how they federalize the lands?
That's right. And they'll even admit it. Another organization just like them, the American Conservancy, has an office in San Francisco, and I had to be on that floor of the building they were on. My daughter was getting a visa for Switzerland, and right next to that office was this American Conservancy. So I walked in, and I asked them, would you mind telling me what you do? And the woman said, oh, we are like a real estate holding company, like the Nature Conservancy. We buy just land that has become lowered and valued because of its new status as either wilderness protection area, or it's and now it has a wetlands on it, or it has endangered species on it, so it's been reduced in price, and then we purchase it and we hold it for a while and then we sell it back to the federal government. I thought, amazing. I wish I'd had a tape recorder and I put that right from the person's mouth.
Yeah, one quick second part to the question. How does that benefit the landowner now? What does he get tax credits off of this? Or what, I mean, what is his main goal in selling this, like his property?
Usually
somebody's willing to do this.
Usually they do it because it's their last resort. They've gone through so many lawsuits or they've been bribed. It may be part of this public-private partnership that they're trying to get going throughout all of the areas. Michael Shaw says that in Santa Cruz, some of the farmers and ranchers have been forced to enter into this public-private partnership just to keep their land, which essentially now means that the government tells them exactly what they can grow, what they can't grow, what they can do with their land. And so that might have been part of it as well. But the part that was sold to the Nature Conservancy, I'm sure, eventually will become part of a big green belt. They'll sell it back to the federal government. That's how they make their money and really what their purpose is.
And, of course, what they do is they'll say, well, you can't breed cattle on the land. You can't do anything with the land. There might be something there, an endangered species or something. And then we try to fight them, and they've got billions of dollars to spend, and they'll run you right into the ground. And so if you can't, use your land, and all you can do is pay taxes on your land, and the taxes go up every year. Why, they literally force the people to sell their land. And basically, the National Conservancy and many of these others actually get grants from the government so that they can buy up the land, so that they can turn it over to the government. It's a scam, but it is all part of this idea of doing away with private property. And little bit by little bit, year after year, of course, they really want to shut down the big farms. They do not want the cattle grazing. They don't want the raising of crops. They really want to create artificial shortages of food. And you say that's crazy talk. Well, unfortunately, we're dealing with people who do not look at the world the same way as you and I, because they feel that the real threat to the world is human beings themselves. Scott, thank you so very much for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Okay, fine. Well, our guest has been Arlene Coulomb, and we're talking certainly today about Agenda 21 and sustainable development. And, of course, the conference is going to be held this Saturday up in Santa Rosa. And if you'd like to go, get hold of Arlene. I think you'll find it a fascinating opportunity to hear some excellent speakers and begin to understand that if you're not involved, who will be, and if not, now, when?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Man.
That's right. One of my favorite quotes is, a nation of sheep will inherit a government of wolves.
Go ahead. This is Dr. Stan. What was that quotation that you just gave?
A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves.
A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. I like that. God bless you. Thanks so much, Arlene. We'll look forward to talking to you later this week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, and God bless you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Arlene Cullen. And, of course, if you'd like to get up there this Saturday, why, I think a good time will be had by all. And then, of course, this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty's annual seminar will be held on the 29th of October, that lunch will be served, but you need to have reservations, and you need to call in at 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-544-8927, to make those reservations. If you are coming from a distance, you need a hotel room, why, we will have a block of rooms at the Sea Cliff Inn, and you'll be able to get a decreased rate there. And, of course, if you're locally, why, I think you'll want to come, and it'll be all day long. Great speakers, Constance Cumby, Chris Pinto, Michael Shaw is going to be there, Barrett Shows. I promise you it'll be a great time. Well, of course, we also want to mention we are carrying certainly emergency foods. If you'd like an emergency food catalog, we'll send you one. We're carrying health products because this is what Barbara and I take, and certainly we maintain our health pretty well, and if you'd like to know what we're taking, I'd like to get the books and the videos and the certainly the tape sets we have on nutrition and good eating, why, give us a call. We'll be glad to send you a free catalog. And, of course, we hope that you'll be interested in getting some of the products. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get our books, like The Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll want to get the new DVD we're carrying called The Rape of the Soul, going into pornographic and obscene art that is put out as religious art. And, of course, you haven't heard our interviews with Michael Colaci, who actually produced this film. You really want to hear that. We hope that you'll want to get some of the books we have going into the background of water fluoridation that is being used to poison our children, to lower their intelligence and to make them more compliant. And, of course, as Bertrand Russell said in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, by the use of diet injections and injunctions, we'll be able to mold the minds of the children so that they will never think about doing anything that would be out against what the administration wants. And, of course, any thought of resistance would be just as totally unthinkable. And that, of course, is what water fluoridation is all about. And if you don't believe that, if you don't believe it has an impact on the mind, you need to get our syllabus on what is called the hidden agenda. And, of course, the talk is the hidden agenda. The two of them go very well together. And then, of course, we have the book, The Fluoride Deception. We have videotapes and audio tapes on this subject, 4 tape sets. You need to get the information. Because if we could get the public to realize that they're intentionally hurting our children, we just might. We might be able to begin to take America back. They're doing the same thing with the mercury in the vaccines, and they've taken it out of the childhood vaccines in America. Of course, we're going to continue giving it to those black children in third world countries, the mercury-laden vaccines. It's too toxic to give here, but don't you fear. We're giving it to women in their first trimester of pregnancy, so it'll concentrate in the brain of our undeveloped child. We have a great video on this. Just call and ask for Dr. Ayoub's video. Dr. A-Y-O-U-B, Dr. Ayoub's video. It's a talk that was given at our last seminar, and I will tell you, even I was shocked by what he had to say. And he has the documentation on the whole thing. The studies that were done originally to show thimerosal was safe, and all of the people died from it. So that's all right. They used that study to tell us it's perfectly safe. What madness is this? You'll need to learn how they're poisoning our children with aspartame, which produces pathological obesity. When was the last time you heard about the obesity epidemic and the relationship between Nutrasweet and MSG and pathological obesity and brain tumors? And you're not going to hear about it. You're ready to get my talk on planned population reduction. That's planned population reduction. Understand, we're involved in a battle against evil. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem.
Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. President Bush's eyes welled up as he greeted family members at the Pentagon this afternoon. He and Mrs. Bush laid a wreath outside the reconstructed Pentagon wall where 184 people were killed by 9/11 hijackers. The president speaks to the nation tonight. The president and the first lady toured a private museum dedicated to 9/11 families.
We spent time in there looking at some of the horrific scenes inside this fantastic place of healing. And it just reminded me that there's still an enemy out there that would like to inflict the same kind of damage again.
It was a day of pain and prayer for family members who gathered at the World Trade Center site and the field where United Flight 93 crashed 5 years ago. One of the mourners in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, says they all stand with pride because of heroism. This is IRN.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-335-3119. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring